This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org recorded by Gumbo Yaya. The Transport Union RMT has criticised Transport for London TfL for the decision to apparently privatise the East London line, which is undergoing a major upgrade and extension programme over the coming years. The announcement follows a report from BBC News which claims that a leaked memo has revealed plans for the line to be run by the private sector come 2009. RMT General Secretary said, quote, "There's no earthly reason why its operations should not remain within London Underground," unquote, adding that the union would take steps to safeguard the jobs of its members currently working on the line. Responsibility for the East London line was officially transferred from the Strategic Rail Authority to Transport for London in November 2004, and London Mayor Ken Livingston has pledged to deliver the £900 million extension by the end of the decade. However, it has always been the plan that the line, once built, would form part of the National Rail Network rather than the Underground Network. Network Rail will manage much of the track and private companies will run the trains under strict franchise from London Rail arm of TfL, in the same manner as TfL franchises the bus services. Phase 1 of the project, due to be completed in June 2010, will see a northern extension to Dalston Junction and a southern extension to Crystal Palace and West Croydon. This is in plenty of time for the 2012 London Olympic Games. Control of the North London line, currently run by Silverlink, will also pass to TfL from autumn 2007. It is planned that eventually the line will join up with the East London line, the West London line and the South London line to form a circular Orbi rail service. You can find this article and others at wikinews.org. Wikinews is a non-profit independent news site run by the non-profit Wikimedia Foundation. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.